Today on Ministry in the Marketplace.
Life had become so desperate that she was ready to end it. Somebody intervened in that moment, informed her of the Abide app, and she started to engage in the app and to find healing through the app and to find the Word through the app. And she's still with us.
Richard visits with Russ Jones. He's the executive producer of the Abide Prayer and Meditation app.
Now, I'm not saying Abide, look what Abide did. What I'm saying is look what God did through Abide.
Welcome to Ministry in the Marketplace, the radio outreach of pastor evangelist, writer and entrepreneur, Richard Hamlet. If you're unable to stay with us, you can catch today's broadcast on our website. Just go to mitmradio.org and click on the link at the top of the page that says Past Shows. We hope that you'll find hope and encouragement today through God's Word. And stay with us because a little bit later, we'll visit with Russ Jones. He's the executive producer of the Abide Prayer and Meditation app. But first, Richard shares 3 points from the book of Jonah, chapter 3, verses 1 through 5. Here with that message from a remote location is your host, Richard Hamlet.
The scripture says, "Now the word of the Lord came to Jonah the second time, saying, Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and preach to it the message that I tell you. So Jonah arose and went to Nineveh, according to the word of the Lord. Now Nineveh was an exceedingly great city, a 3-day journey in extent. And Jonah began to enter the city on the first day's walk. Then he cried out and said, Yet 40 days, and Nineveh shall be overthrown. So the people of Nineveh believed God, proclaimed a fast, and put on sackcloth, from the greatest to the least of them." Well, here we find Jonah. He was a prophet in the Old Testament. His book is called a minor prophecy book, but he had a major message, though only 4 chapters. God called this man to go preach the word of God to those who had not heard of God's love, to those who were outside the commonwealth of Israel. Jonah was really a Hebrew evangelist, and he was no doubt comfortable within his context within the kingdom of Israel. And there came a day when God said, "I want you to go to Nineveh and preach the word." Well, in chapter 1, he decided to go the other direction, and he rebelled against God's will, and he disobeyed, and on a boat to Tarshish, God came and brought a storm, and he was thrown off the boat by the sailors, and a fish swallowed him, and for 3 days he was in the belly of the fish, but God was merciful and actually caused the fish to spew him out onto the shore. And so here we are in chapter 3, the word of the Lord came to him again. You see, the Lord is merciful, dear friend, and he was a messenger of God who had the message of God. And God was going to use him, and he was not finished with him. He was work in progress. So the first observation I want to share with you is this. There was God's message. The word of the Lord came to Jonah. You see, the word of the Lord is when God speaks to us. Now, we have his word, the Bible. It is his inspired, infallible, and inerrant word. And so God speaks to us today through the Bible. Well, God spoke verbally to Jonah at that time. And he said, "Jonah, I want you to go, and I want you to proclaim my goodness and proclaim my truth to those Ninevites. Jonah, I created those Ninevites in my image, just like I created you in my image, and they may have a different pigmentation, color of skin. They may not speak Hebrew. They may speak Persian. They may be different from you in their social classes, but they all came from one blood, just like you did. Everybody came from Adam." And so we see here the message of God. It is the word of God. And this is the gospel of Jesus Christ. Different today in the marketplace needs to hear the word of God. There are so many false gospels and so many messages that are from man's wisdom and maybe even from religious institutions, but the authenticity of the gospel is needed to be proclaimed. It is God's pure message. It is God's message of salvation. And Jonah was told by God, "Go to Nineveh and preach to them or proclaim to them my word." And so we see, first of all, God's message. Second of all, I want you to see God's messenger. Well, God's message is always perfect. His gospel is the everlasting gospel. It is from age to age the same. But as messengers, Jonah and you and I, we are not perfect. And I mentioned how he had disobeyed God initially, And God gave him a second opportunity, a second chance, if you will, to be obedient. And so that's what we pick up in this text within the context. Jonah was going the second time. He was proclaiming the word of God to Nineveh. And his message was very simple. He was to bid or preach whatever God gave him to preach. Dear friends, today, as messengers of God, like Jonah, we need to proclaim God's word and not our own words. Jonah was a man who finally got it right. He was an expositor, if you will, in that he was preaching the message of God. Oh, we don't have his outline here of his message. We don't have his manuscript. But we know that God said, I want you to go preach my word. That's God's message. And you are my messenger. And you have no other message but my message. You know, there are many great preachers and teachers and counselors and witnesses around Christendom today in our generation. There are many in the marketplace. And some may be listening today and saying, well, I'm not called to preach. I'm not called even to vocational ministry. You know, I understand Jonah's calling. He was a messenger and he preached God's message. But how does that apply to me today? Well, that's a great question, friend. Because whether we're in the pulpit or whether we're in the pew, whether we're in the sanctuary or whether we're in the stadium, it is a time to be a messenger of God. It is a time to be God's spokesman, literally God's agent. And we are the mouth of God as we proclaim the word of God. I'm not talking about maybe public proclamation with great assemblies, although God may call you to do that. I'm talking about personal gospel conversations now. I'm talking about one-on-one or in small groups, sharing the message of God, and that is his glorious gospel in Jesus Christ, and as the messenger of God, sharing with those who need Christ in the marketplace the everlasting love of Jesus Christ. And so being God's messenger is an opportunity that we have. Jonah was God's messenger. Now, he went to the city Nineveh, and it would be like maybe New York City today. The Bible says it was a three-day journey, as we read. Can you imagine walking around the peripheral of this city? Here's a guy who literally was a Jewish racist. He was not happy to be there. He really did not want to preach God's message and be faithful as God's messenger because he knew that God is mighty to save, that God would bless his word by his spirit, and there would be those who would come to repentance and believe on Christ on that side of the cross. And Jonah knew that. But he continued in his faithfulness, maybe in his bad attitude, of course, as we see later in this book. But he proclaimed that judgment is coming. Dear friend, today in the marketplace, there has never been a time greater than now in the 21st century, in a post-Christian, post-modern society. We need to be the mouth of God, and we need to proclaim it. We need to advance God's kingdom. We need to be a sphere of influence. Because it is God's time, and he has delayed his judgment and his return so that more could hear the gospel and more could be saved as he draws them in through our message. And the third observation is God's mercy. Well, verse 5 gives us the conclusion, if you will, or the outcome or the fruit of God's message preached through God's messenger, Jonah. The Bible says that when the people of Nineveh heard it, they believed God, they proclaimed a fast, and put on sackcloth from the greatest to the least of them. This must have been an awesome time. Wouldn't you have liked to have been there with God's word being proclaimed, God's messenger being faithful in the marketplace, in the streets, around this great urban center? And those who heard the gospel, they repented, and the fruit of their salvation came forth. It says they fasted, and they actually put on sackcloth. That would be a meritorious work if they were trusting in that, but they trusted in God. They repented, and the Bible says they believed God. But because we believe God, and we are saved by grace through faith, through Christ alone, then there will be fruits of the gospel. There will be a response, an inward change. And here we see the people of Nineveh responding outwardly because their hearts had been melted. There are those in the marketplace that may be pluralistic. They may be pagans. They may have an Eastern religion. They may have a Western religion, but they need a messenger like Jonah. That's you and I proclaiming the gospel. That's you and I earning the right to have relationships of sharing Christ, sharing gospel nuggets in gospel conversations. We must rely on the Spirit of God, but God is mighty to save in the marketplace, just like he was in the marketplaces of Nineveh. God bless you, my friend.
coming up next.
Life had become so desperate that she was ready to end it. Somebody intervened in that moment, informed her of the Abide app, and she started to engage in the app and to find healing through the app and to find the Word through the app. And she's still with us.
Ministry in the Marketplace is a listener-supported program. It's because of your faithfulness and financial support that we've been able to personally take the gospel of Jesus Christ to nearly 100 countries through pastor training and local evangelism. And we've seen countless lives changed for eternity. To join us in taking the gospel around the world, just go to our website, mitmradio.org, or you can call us at 1-800-684-6339. That's 1-800-684-6339. Thank you for joining us in making a difference in the marketplace.
The GMF Stephen Olford Center in Memphis is the perfect location to host your weekend retreats, church conferences, meetings, fellowship meals, and other events, including weddings. We offer a relaxing, scenic environment in which to connect with the Lord in a refreshing way. Whether you would like to host a luncheon, a dinner, or an overnight event, we have everything you need at the GMF Stephen Olford Center in Memphis. For more information on booking your next event, visit gmfonline.org/SOC.
Ministry in the Marketplace.
Every week on Ministry in the Marketplace, we get the chance to visit with people who are using their platform to make a difference. In the uncertain times that we're living in, people want answers. Day by day, levels of fear and anxiety are on the rise. How can we as Christ Church make a difference? 2 Chronicles 7:14 says that if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, I will forgive their sin, and I will heal their land. Our guest today is Russ Jones. He's the executive producer of the Abide Prayer and Meditation app. If you're not already using this app, you need to download it today. Just go to abide.co for more information. Now here's Richard's conversation with Russ Jones.
We are blessed today to have Russ Jones on the program. Russ, welcome to Ministry in the Marketplace.
Hey, it's great to be back with you.
Yes.
Good to see you.
Yes, you're back by popular demand. We have a much larger audience now, and I believe you're going to share some good news about Abide and how you have a much larger audience.
We do.
Can you refresh our audience, to those who heard last time and those new listeners, how you came to faith in Christ?
Sure. I'm always excited to share that story, but grew up in Kansas City. My home church, kid you not, was Country Club Christian Church. That's the name of the church in the Country Club Plaza area. And there were some great people in that church, Jerry and Doris Thompson, who are lifelong Christian educators. And they early planted the seed in my life. I was raised by a mom who had me at a very young age. She was 17 years old, and then she divorced, and I did not know my father, my biological father, until I was about 30 years old. And I went on a search. That's when there was this thing called 411 information, and it cost you about 50 cents to get a phone number. You remember that?
Yes.
When you, there wasn't Google. And I finally found my dad after searching for months in Marysville, Ohio, and reestablished a relationship with him at the age of 30. I found my biological father. But I had gone to University of Missouri School of Journalism, and then I went to St. Paul School of Theology to get a master's degree and served in ministry as a pastor. And once upon a time, I wore a robe and a stole and that whole thing, and was at a John Maxwell event, of all places, on leadership, and he said some things in a way that made me just become a puddle of tears and emotional experience with the Lord, and guess what came off? The robe and the stoles, and a transformative, born-again experience 3 years after I was already in the ministry.
Wow, you repented and believed the gospel.
There you go.
Isn't that glorious?
And it's amazing. My ministry began to grow, not because they liked me, but because they saw something in me, the power of a testimony.
You took off the old garments, and Christ gave you
absolutely
his robe.
Amen. That'll preach.
That was a layup. So now we want to talk about, you mentioned Google.
Yes.
So now we're going to lead us right into the Abide Meditation Christian Prayer app that is really your focus now.
It is.
In ministry. Can you share with our audience how this came from Google to now where it is now?
That is an amazing, compelling story. Two former Google employees, Christians living in San Francisco, felt called from the Lord to use their gifts. Now, not too many people leave Google. That's a pretty good gig. I don't care who you are. But they wanted to do something restorative, redemptive with this amazing talent they had in the tech field. So they went out and raised some significant dollars and created an app called Abide Meditation. And 4 years later now, Abide Meditation is being used in over 400 countries.
Praise God.
We average 75,000 new users every month who download the app for the very first time, looking to engage with the Lord, looking to find redemptive messaging. We don't preach. We leave that to the preachers, and we don't try to replace your church. People need to be in a local body. Yeah. We are there in those moments of your day that you can't sleep or you're looking to jumpstart your day when your pastor's not there.
That's wonderful. So let's talk a little bit more about the growth. You're growing wider and deeper.
Yes.
Tell us about your ministry team, your support team. How has that increased?
Well, we have a team in San Francisco. I live in Oxford, Mississippi, and it's amazing. Even the technology allows you to have remote teams of talent that doesn't restrict you. If you're listening out there, don't think your people have to live right in the town you're in. If you've got people that are good, self-directed leaders, they can function anywhere, and that's what we've done. When I came on a year and a half ago, I had one writer and one voiceover person, and today we have a team of 20 writers, graphic designers, voiceover talent that do big-time things for Honda, McDonald's, Hyundai, you name it. But they love working with Abide. And if you listen to the app, to our daily meditations or our bedtime Bible stories, you will hear professional voices that love the Lord. And it's like butter melting on a cornucob. We have one lady that contacted us recently. She said, I used to take NyQuil to try to fall asleep. I had no idea till I got in this space the serious problem people have with insomnia and sleep disorders. The very technology that we use is also causing great anxiety and stress. Who hasn't stressed out that you're not answering a text message fast enough or you're not doing this fast enough? We are now available 24/7, which I'm not sure that's a good thing. We're trying to use that technology in a redemptive way and provide an oasis for people to get away from the very things that are causing stress and anxiety. She said, I used to take NyQuil every night to try to go to sleep, and then I found the Abide app, and I don't do that anymore.
Now, this is Christian meditation.
It is.
So I want our audience to understand there's a lot of vernacular today about meditation in the marketplace and in our culture, and most of it is not of God. Right. Most of it is not biblical or centered around the gospel of Jesus Christ.
That's right.
So this app is one that is based on the gospel. It's based on the Word of God. It's connecting the subscribers or users to these truths,
yes,
but in a platform of prayer.
Yeah, and that's a great point to bring up. It's an important one because people ask that. The word meditation has been co-opted. Oh. And thank you for taking prayer out of the public schools. Since we've done that, apps like Calm and Headspace have been allowed to come in that have a New Age component to it, a Buddhism component, where you are encouraged to just be quiet and fill your head and your body with nothing. I don't know about you all, but that's a dangerous thing.
Yeah.
You give me the space to fill my head with nothing.
Absolutely.
Who knows what I'm going to put in there? We encourage people to, yes, be still, to, yes, meditate, but meditate on the Word of God.
Amen.
What did Jesus do? Jesus withdrew from the crowds. Where did he go? He went into the wilderness to be quiet, to pray, and to what? To meditate. The word meditate is in Scripture. So let's take that back, my friends. That's our word. It's like the rainbow, right?
Yes.
That was our sign from God that he would never flood the earth again. There are so many things that have been co-opted from the Judeo-Christian faith, and we're part of a movement trying to take some of that back. Meditation, my friends, was something very biblical, and we do encourage people to be mindful. That's another buzzword, mindfulness.
Yes.
But to be mindful of on the Word of God and the Holy Spirit and people that are facing depression and anxiety and addiction.
And we're not to be conformed to this world.
No.
But we're to be transformed by the renewing of our mind. Our minds are transformed by meditating on Scripture.
Absolutely.
So, Russ, in your time leading this platform, I'm sure you have many testimonies of real-time stories where God has used this app of meditation on the Word to bring transformation or change, spiritual change. Can you think of one maybe to share with our audience right now so they can get a glimpse of what's really happening out there in terms of how God's using this?
We all know the power of a testimony. We have 40,000 five-star reviews. One of those reviews was a woman that literally had a razor blade at her wrist. Life had become so desperate that she was ready to end it. Somebody intervened in that moment, informed her of the Abide app, and she started to engage in the app and to find healing through the app and to find the word through the app. And she's still with us. Now, I'm not saying Abide, look what Abide did. What I'm saying is look what God did through Abide.
Yes, thank you.
And we hear those stories every single day, even children listening to Bible stories. We're doing children's stories now. We just started doing healing prayers. And what's so funny is I've spent 30 years behind a mic or a pulpit trying to keep people awake. And now I'm in a work that's trying to calm and help people go to sleep.
Wow.
It's God could only do that. But we're creating children's stories and healing prayers. 300,000 people now on our YouTube channel. 1 billion minutes of meditation time on the Abide app last year. We just got that number in the other day.
Well, as we close this conversation, how can our audience get in touch with you, get a hold of this app?
Yep. Well, it used to be all about the .com and the website. It's all about the app now. You can find us on the App Store, and you can find us on Google Play if you've got Android or iPhone. And our website is abide.co. Abide.co, and the app is available for free, and then there's a paid version for premium access.
Russ, thanks for stopping by today.
Thank you.
You're listening to Ministry in the Marketplace with pastor, evangelist, writer, and entrepreneur, Richard Hamlet. Our guest today was Russ Jones. He's the executive producer of the Abide Prayer and Meditation app. If you missed any part of Richard's conversation with Russ, just go to our website, mitmradio.org, and click on the link that says Past Shows. And coming up next...
I think it's important to always keep praying for those around you, those that are suffering, those that are going through seemingly insurmountable trials in their lives, because that's what people did for me. And those prayers were answered, and I was able to find just the love and the peace that Jesus has to offer. So don't give up on that.
The GMF Stephen Olford Center in Memphis is the perfect location to host your weekend retreats, church conferences, meetings, fellowship meals, and other events, including weddings. We offer a relaxing, scenic environment in which to connect with the Lord in a refreshing way. Whether you would like to host a luncheon, a dinner, or an overnight event, we have everything you need at the GMF Stephen Olford Center in Memphis. For more information on booking your next event, visit gmfonline.org/SOC.
Ministry in the Marketplace is a listener-supported program. Because of your faithfulness and financial support, we've been able to personally take the gospel of Jesus Christ to nearly 100 countries through pastor training and local evangelism, and we've seen countless lives changed for eternity. To join us in taking the gospel around the world, just go to our website, mitmradio.org, or you can call us at 1-800-684-6339. That's 1-800-684-6339. Thank you for joining us and making a difference in the marketplace.
I'd lost two marriages. You know, I tried to handle everything myself and just carry the burden on my own shoulders until my youngest son got diagnosed with cancer, and I had a fight on my hands there, and then my older son got addicted to some pretty bad drugs as well. I met my current wife, and our first date, she took me to a Chris Tomlin concert. I had no idea what I was going to, but Louis Giglio was the pastor, and he came out and he spoke. And when that man spoke, he spoke right to me. I think it's important to always keep praying for those around you, those that are suffering, those that are going through seemingly insurmountable trials in their lives, because that's what people did for me. And those prayers were answered, and I was able to find just the love and the peace that Jesus has to offer. So don't give up on that.
Next week, Richard visits with Sergeant Mike McGrew. He's retired from the Santa Barbara Police Department. Through some of the trials that he's dealt with as a first responder, he's now allowing God to use those experiences in his life to impact others. Don't miss his story next week on Ministry in the Marketplace.
Ministry in the Marketplace.
And now, with today's wrap-up, is Richard Hamlet.
Dear friend, today I want to pray for you because you have all the artillery of heaven in you to go out and to face the battle against the world, the flesh, and the devil. The world will never be happy with you and I as followers of Jesus Christ. To be at friends with the world is to be at enmity with God. And so I want to pray for you now, encourage you, because you are in a place of influence, wherever you are, in your sphere of activity, in your marketplace, where God wants to use you as His lips and His life. So I want to encourage you now, because you have all the strength that is needed, all the power through the indwelling Spirit as a believer in Christ, to go forth this day and be strong in His grace and courage. God, I pray for these listeners today. Lord, would you just touch them right now by your Holy Spirit? God, I just pray that you would grant them, Lord, your strength. I pray that they would go forth in their family relationships and friendships and in their workplace and in their recreation. And Lord, help them to see that 24/7 is what it means to be in the marketplace with human relations wherever they are.
In Jesus' name, amen.
You've been listening to Ministry in the Marketplace with Pastor Evangelist, writer, and entrepreneur Richard Hamlet. If you missed any part of today's broadcast, just go to our website, mitmradio.org, and click on the link that says Past Shows. Ministry in the Marketplace is a listener-supported program. It's because of your faithful financial support that we've been able to personally take the gospel of Jesus Christ to nearly 100 countries through pastor training and local evangelism, and we've seen countless lives changed for eternity. To join us in taking the gospel around the world, just go to our website, mitmradio.org, or you can call us at 1-800-684-6339. That's 1-800-684-6339. We also want to encourage you to keep up with us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And tune in next week when Richard Hamlet brings you another edition of Ministry in the Marketplace.